Your cell phones down and or off. I would like for us to rise and County Board Member Robert Pollard, if you could please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, if everyone could note your attendance. We do have pre-excused absences.
Mr. Dodd, Mr. Miller, Ms. Dalton.
Ms. Dalton also, and Mr. Minner and Mr. Dobbs are absent this evening.
Correct. You are absolutely correct.
Yep. Okay, attendance is registered. If we could go to the, if I could have, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the March 15th meeting.
I make a motion.
Mr. McRae, motion.
Question on those minutes.
Just to see if we have a second first. Do we have a second?
Yes.
I'm okay. Second.
Okay, yes, Mr. Parkinson.
I noticed in the minutes that it's incorrectly reflected. There was no discussion on a salary increase for Kristen Pouchard. It was merely in title only. There was no discussion of a pay raise.
Well, if I could, I could address that. But this has been the practice of that. What we're doing is when we make these appointments, if there is a, if it's not what the director had been getting before, we noted that. If you noted Mr. Todd Fulton, his rate of pay was proposed at a rate different than what it was before, higher, and also Rob Schmidt, we noted that. But Kristen Pouchard, I think it was understood that she would be receiving the same rate of pay that Frank Miles did when he was Director of Community Development.
I have to caution the board that this is potentially a violation of the Open Meetings Act, is that it wasn't on the agenda as a pay raise. The minutes aren't correct. It doesn't reflect that. We didn't discuss a pay raise. We only discuss giving her that in title only.
Yes, Ms. Champoli.
So do you want to amend the minutes?
Ms. Champoli.
Are we amending the minutes?
That's the question. Are we amending the minutes?
Yes, I would like to make a motion that we amend the minutes, that there is no pay increase involved with that appointment.
Second.
This is an amendment. We can do that. Okay, and second the amendment. Any discussion?
What is her salary?
The salary for Kristen Pouchard in her prior position was $44.55 per hour. That was a grade 17, step one, which works out to $92,664 per year. That was her prior rate of pay. As I believe the title was Chief Deputy, Community Development. Yes, Mr. Chapman.
Mr. Chairman, I'm concerned that if we were to approve the minutes as unamended, that we might actually be violating a law, in that it is a fact that the amount of salary in any specific amount was never discussed, yet the minutes would be reflecting that it was discussed. So this is a concern for me.
Any other discussion?
Well, I would agree with Mr. Chapman. I don't recall a discussion on her salary at the meeting, so I think that would be – I would agree with Mr. Parkinson and Mr. Chapman that it wasn't discussed. Whether or not she gets the salary that you're suggesting is a different issue, but if we're talking about the minutes, I don't recall the discussion either about her specific salary. So,
well, it was my understanding that the rate of pay for that position was what it was, which was is a matter of public record, and that's what Frank Miles was getting, which was $100,500 roughly per year. Yes.
Point of information, Mr. Chairman, is it correct that the board must specifically agree or set the salary of this position?
I would say that the position has a rate of pay, and that's what it was. And so the position does indeed have a rate of pay.
I have a question.
Yes, Mr.
So the amendment is for her to receive the amount she was receiving before.
No, the amendment is to
the hundred and
change the minutes.
The amendment on the floor right now is to change the wording of the minutes that the resolution was not read, that the appointment of Ms. Bouchard was read, and I'll amend the minutes to reflect that.
So the amount that she will be making cannot be part of that amendment?
I think we're amending the minutes to say what was discussed at the meeting, right? And I don't,
okay.
I don't think
okay.
we all.
Okay, I got you there.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a separate issue. Her
so what is the,
issue.
Amendment? Let's repeat the amendment.
The amendment has been made to.
I will restate it.
The
motion is made to amend the minutes that her salary remains the same until this board approves a pay raise for her.
Well, that's not really. That's really changing. That's not what we're doing right now. Is we are actually approving the minutes. I would entertain. I mean, I think we can't do that. Well, that's actually changing the intent of what it certainly was what I understood the appointment was. I think it's better if there is a discussion on that maybe we should just not approve the minutes and go back and. I mean, what do you think?
My suggestion is that we amend the minutes to what we actually voted on was just to give her the title. The title only.
Well, I don't
there was
think
no
that,
pay raise.
That's I certainly don't. That was certainly not my understanding. I believe that there's a salary amount which is on the position, and that's what Frank Miles got. And so when you're appointed, you receive that salary that is associated with that position. That's my understanding.
Well, Mr. Walters made the motion. It was seconded by Mr. Wesley. So. And there was no pay attached to that at all. It was strictly a title.
I think it was included in the sense that position has a rate of pay.
I voted, and I don't remember any discussion on a pay raise. And I think the board is agreeing with me here.
No, I think the board is agreeing that we need to change the minutes. I mean, when we've done this in the past, there's not been any indication of what the salary was for anybody that was appointed. And this is the way we've been doing it for the past several years. And nobody's really ever asked what a salary was until back in December. So,
well, and
this
I'm
is something
suggest
that has
the way
been
done
has
is wrong.
Just been going on, and it's something that I mean, she's going into a position, and there's a specific amount to be paid for that position.
I'm not sure that we can even have this discussion in this meeting since it wasn't on the agenda. We can adjust the minutes, but I don't think we can have this paid.
Yeah, then we've got a first and a second. Why don't you call for the roll, and we'll amend the minutes.
But I think the amendment is to reduce Kristen Prichard's rate of pay.
You can't do that. All he can do is change the minutes.
But there was nothing as far as pay in the minutes. That was never discussed. It was title only. So the pay can't stand.
Mr. Chairman?
Point of information.
I don't think there's clarity on what the amendment is.
I think all we're doing here is just making a correction to the minutes. And as simple as that, amending the minutes and that.
No, I think the intent of Mr. Parkinson is to reduce her rate of pay.
Well, no, to keep it what
it
is.
It's not on the agenda. You
that's
can't
not on
give
the
her
agenda.
$20,000 raise.
We need to just do with what his motion
the first
was
3 months of
minutes.
Work.
So I don't think we can make that sort of an amendment because it's not on the agenda. But I think what you can do is you can vote that the minutes not be approved.
Or you can prove them with the amendment that you delete that there was you will delete the portion that there was no discussion about a pay raise. Debbie, is that kind of what you were saying?
Well, let me ask this. Can I ask this question?
Wait, just a second.
Sure.
There's nothing in the minutes that there was any discussion of the pay raise. What's part of the minutes is the resolution that we received after the appointment. That's what the minutes reflect is a copy of the resolution after the appointment was made.
That's correct. The resolution was added after the vote was taken.
The resolution was provided to the county clerk's office in the preparation of mailing out the minutes.
Okay. This is, from what I understand from Madam Clerk and talked to her today, this is the way it's been done, and this is the first time it's been questioned. This position has a rate of pay attached. And so when someone is appointed as a director, they receive what that director gets paid.
Well, that's not accurate because we're talking about Mr. Fulton tonight's pay rate, aren't we?
The reason we made a specific mention of his rate of pay is because it was being increased. But this was just exactly the rate of pay that was attached to the position. also with Mr. Schmidt. The reason we mentioned his specific rate of pay is because he was getting more. And so, but if it had been the same, it wouldn't have been mentioned.
She's doing the same job, and we're giving her a $20,000 pay raise within a three-month period.
Mr. Hume, his rate of pay was mentioned because he received less than that position. So
that proves my point that we have discussed pay on positions, and we didn't do it on this one.
We have discussed pay, but when the rate of pay is what's attached to the position, that's what we voted on. I'm saying that when the county board voted, in my opinion, that the county board voted to appoint that person to that position with that rate of pay.
That's not what was on the agenda.
I think it was implicit in what was on the agenda.
It wasn't on the agenda.
So what are we going to do with the minutes? Should we not approve the minutes and just review it?
I think there's a motion and a second to amend the minutes. So we need to either rescind the motion to amend the minutes or vote.
It could, pardon me, point of parlementary procedure. There's an amendment on the floor that has been seconded that's been very clear.
But to reduce someone's rate of pay, and that's not on the agenda, Mr. Chapman.
Chairman, that is very clear. And you can't just dismiss it and erase it like it never happened and then we move along. There's a motion on the floor that demands a vote that the minutes be amended.
I don't think it's an appropriate motion because what we're voting on here is approving the minutes. We can't change people's rates of pay when we are just
But the position is she was never given that rate of pay.
Point of information, I don't hear his amendment saying anything.
Yes, it did. It's
may be his intent, and all.
No, but he actually did mention that his.
All of the discussion has really been out of order because all the motion was is to amend the minutes so that they didn't reflect pay that wasn't on the original motion and wasn't discussed.
Mr. Paul, I didn't understand that was the. I don't think that is the motion. The amendment.
Mr. Chairman, do we have? Can we get a legal opinion on this?
No, I would like for Madam Clerk to just read what you understand Mr. Parkinson's motion is, the amendment. What is the amendment?
Mr. Parkinson moved for a motion which was seconded by Mr. McCray.
Could we write this down also?
Champoli, I'm sorry, to amend the minutes to reflect the appointment and not the resolution.
I don't think that's what his amendment
was.
That's
what he said.
Let me do this. I'll rescind the motions for further discussion, and I would like a legal opinion as to whether, being that what's presented here as in the minutes in this resolution isn't what was discussed, and it was added to this after the meeting, after the vote was taken, I would like a legal opinion as to whether the increase in salary is even legal at this point because it wasn't approved by the county board.
So you're rescinding the motion?
Momentarily.
Then I recommend.
Pardon me, point of parliamentary procedure. He cannot rescind his own motion. He can ask that it be taken off the table. We have to vote on that, and the person that seconded it has
no.
to agree with that.
Mr. Chairman, if the maker of a motion rescinds his motion, the second has to also rescind it, and it's removed. We don't have to vote on rescinding a motion.
Who seconded it?
Ms. Champoli.
Ms. Champoli?
I will rescind that motion. And my second.
And Chairman, let's move on.
Now, I would like to have a legal opinion as to whether the vote was merely in title only. There was never a discussion about any kind of pay increase, and I would like a legal opinion as to whether that's proper.
Well, if we're asking,
if I can suggest that we do have people here for awards, that if we could postpone this until the end of the meeting.
Sure.
Okay. I would like to move on to, and I'd also, if that's okay, we may have two speakers this evening. If I could ask that those speakers wait until after the awards. And then, Mr. Asadorian, if I could ask you if you could go second on your proclamation, and we could go ahead with the Highland First Responders. And I'd like to ask County Board members Chapman, Kuhn, Michael, and also Harris to come to the front. And then also I'd like to ask the Highland First Responders to come right over here to the front. And paramedic Zobrist, Todd Zobrist, and his wife Jessica, Officer Ty Barr, Fire Chief Wilson, and paramedic Ty Barr and Officer Sean Bland and his wife Sarah.
you've been summoned.
Okay, and I'd like to ask Chief Wilson if he would like to read this proclamation, and then I will ask County Board Member Judy Kuhn to make a motion to, after the proclamation is read.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to read this proclamation, whereas the Madison County Board wishes to recognize the heroism that took place on March 16, 2017, by Highland Fire EMS paramedics Todd Zobrist and Ty Barr, along with Highland Police Department Sergeant Eric Steinbeck and Officers Sean Bland, Heather Coons, and Chris Cluis. And whereas at 5:31 a.m., a motorist called 911 after spotting an SUV in Silver Lake, and Todd Zobrist and Ty Barr responded. And whereas, when Todd Zobrist and Ty Barr arrived, they could see the headlights on the SUV under the water. And whereas, Todd Zobrist jumped into the 46-degree water and swam 75 feet to the SUV to find a three-month-old baby boy floating inside. And whereas, Todd Zobrist removed the baby and placed him on the roof of the SUV and began CPR, and the baby began to breathe. And whereas Todd Zobrist decided not to wait for rescuers to come to him, but rather he held the infant above the water and backstroked towards the bank until he could stand and run the rest of the way to shore. And whereas Ty Barr remained on the shore and coordinated with first responders, and then he and Officer Sean Bland helped get the baby and Todd Zobrist, who was now hypothermic, into the ambulance and rushed to the hospital. And whereas Officer Heather Coons provided resuscitative efforts and kept the baby warm en route to the hospital, while Officer Chris Cluis drove the ambulance so Ty Barr could treat the baby and Todd Zobrist. And whereas Police Sergeant Eric Steinbeck kept the scene under control and handled emergency communications. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, recognizes the heroic actions taken by the East first responders who saved the life of a three-month-old baby, and we do hereby express our profound admiration for their extraordinary efforts of the highest order. Adopted on this 19th day of April, 2017, signed by Kurt Prenzler, Chairman, Madison County Board.
I think that this is probably one of the most impressive things that I've seen in Madison County. It's so touching. Todd, I thought I knew all the Zobrist in Highland. I'm even related to some. And it just so happened Todd wasn't one of them. But they're just all of them. They're great. I think we can thank God. And I think God really is the reason that these guys were all where they were at the time. It's pretty amazing. So I'd like to make a motion that we accept this, and I'd like for Todd to say something.
You need a second.
And the rest of it.
You need a second.
I just want to say on behalf of all of us here at Highland, thank you very much for the recognition. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. If I could ask all in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Included in the photograph.
And we'll put it on there too.
Who are the ladies and the spouses of some of you?
I don't know where Stan.
You can move.
She was here by
herself. Stay there, everybody. Go ahead.
I just wanted a picture.
Oh. It was.
Thank you. County Board Member Art Asadorian, if you could come please forward. This proclamation reminds us of terrible current events taking place and have taken place in the Middle East. Over the past several decades, Eastern Orthodox Christians have been terribly persecuted. We don't read about it in the newspapers, unfortunately. But many have died even in the last several decades. And so we in Madison County are very proud to have an Armenian community. And among our county board members is Art Asadorian. Art, I would invite you to take over from here and read the proclamation and introduce your guest.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce our priest, Reverend Torkom Chorbajan, who came from overseas 4 years ago. And has been serving our church for the last 2.5, 3 years going on, who has personally witnessed the attempted extermination of Christians in the area he lived and moved away from until he finally made it here as our priest. Whereas on April 24th, 2017, the Armenian communities around the world will commemorate the 102nd anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. And whereas Armenians were subjected to torture, starvation, mass murder, and exile from their homeland, and 1.5 million lost their lives. Whereas the Armenian Genocide represented a deliberate attempt by the Ottoman Empire to eliminate all traces of a thriving, noble civilization. And whereas attacks on Christians continue today around the world, whereas Madison County is home to descendants of survivors of this genocide, and they have preserved their culture, heritage, and language, as well as becoming leaders in a community and being proud and patriotic practitioners of America. And whereas we honor the victims and survivors of the genocide and reaffirm our commitment to preventing further future atrocities from being committed against any people. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Madison County, Illinois, does hereby declare April 24th, 2017, as Armenian Martyrs' Day, a day of man's inhumanity against mankind, signed by County Board Chairman Kurt Prenzler and attested by County Clerk Debbie Mendoza. I so move for its passage.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you so much for this proclamation. It means a lot for us. Your solidarity is the best expression of your good relationship with us. Thank you again.
Thank you. Now we do have some speakers this evening. Is there a Linda Knogel in the audience? Linda Knogel? Okay, Linda Knogel is not here. Is Herb Simmons here? Mr. Simmons, if you would like to come down. This is a three-minute time, and what we do is I actually sound the gavel at what point? At 2 minutes and 30 seconds. When you have 30 seconds remaining, Then I will sound the gavel. And so you have 3 minutes. And again, I'll sound the gavel at 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
I'd like to take this time to thank everybody for having me here. I am Herb Simmons. I am the chief of the State Park Fire Department. I guess my biggest concern right now of what's going on is our department is trying to move itself forward. And we're being told that from numerous people, that people from the county board is attempting to go out, such as we've been told that Mrs. Helen Hawkins has made numerous attempts to change the State Park Fire District Board. From my understanding, that's not Mrs. Hawkins's area. That's Miss Gussie Glasper's area. So my concern is right now that we're making a change. Now, I don't know if it's going to be for the better or for the worse, but I can honestly say that where we are right now, we're moving our department forward. Training all of my firemen. We're more showing up to the firehouse, doing more training. We're actually trying to better have a safer community. As you see, I've got several firemen that are here who are in support of this, but my biggest concern right now, and I'm not against where the appointment, but my concern is, why is the a person who's not the chairman, or I'm sorry, the county board for our seat for State Park area going around making phone calls attempting to get somebody to run against one of be appointed other over one of our board members that are there who has helped us? Again, that's just pretty much what I have to say. I would like to thank you guys for listening to what I had to say. I would hope that maybe you would rethink the appointment. If not, I'm sure that I'll do my best to work with that appointment. But, I mean, that's my concern right now.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What's the name of the person who you recommend for that?
It was recommended to be William Ellis. That's who Mrs. Glasper recommended. And the fire department and the St. Clair County president, I believe, even wrote a letter to that effect. Because, you know, our county, our department split in two counties, St. Clair and Madison.
I have a question.
Yes.
Chairman Prinsler, can you enlighten us on where Jimmy Wells' recommendation came from?
I was recommended specifically by two county board members, Lisa Champoli and also Helen Hawkins. So I think we're through with the 3 minutes. Thank you very much, Mr. Simmons.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
Just as a matter of protocol, if he wants to leave written documentation.
Yes, absolutely. If you'd like to leave a written speech, you can leave that with the county clerk here. Or any other documents.
Who would I leave it with?
Right here. You can leave it with the Madam Clerk.
I'd like to hear an explanation on his signed document, if you don't mind. He was getting ready to explain the document that he has signed.
The petition.
It's a petition. From all of the firemen, of 18 of the firemen. I have 24 firemen. I have 18 of them that their own free will walked in and said this is what they wanted to do. So the secretary drew up the petition, and they all signed it.
Would you like the petition read?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I speak to that?
Yes, Ms. Hawkins.
State Park Fire District is divided between District 16, that's myself, and District 23. I did call that Gussie about it and told her that another person had been recommended, and she wasn't able to return the call. I talked to former fire people there, and that's where I got the recommendation for Jimmy Wells. And I do have the right. I have never did this before, but I do have the right to make an appointment. It's up to you whether you want to or request one for another person.
If we could,
Mr. Chairman, may I speak
yes,
to that?
Yes, Ms. Glasper. Yes.
I was sent the list to make the recommendation for appointment for State Park Fireplace, as in the past. In the past, I've never coordinated it with another board member. It was my recommendation to make. I did submit a recommendation of Mr. William Ellis. Ms. Hawkins did call and leave a message after I had done that. So, no, we did not talk about it. We did not agree on that. My recommendation was for Bill Ellis, and I'm asking when we get to the vote on this that that item be voted on
separated. Separated out. Okay. Yes, Ms. Novacek.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I concur with Ms. Glasper. I think Mr. Ellis has done a fantastic job as the State Park Fire Department, and I think that we should go with the recommendation from Gussie Glasper and the State Park Fire Department. Thank you.
Okay, if we could proceed to, I do, before we go to the appointments, I wanted to pull one appointment this evening until next month, and that is the number 16, the Wood River Levee District, Gary Osborne. I'd like to just take that off until next month. And then I think we want to, I've heard a desire to separate out
14.
Number 14, State Park.
And Mr. Chairman, if we can separate
yes.
out 11A as well for Pontoon Beach. Yes, 11A. Thank you.
And we have separated out 14.
I don't have names on my
11A.
List.
Any others? Would the county board members like to separate out any others?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. I can't. Who's speaking?
Me. Judy.
Oh, Ms. Okay. Kuhn in the front row.
Yeah, I do have a question. I was wondering about these appointments because it has always been, as long as I've been on the board, the call of the county board member, most of the time they had a say on this. But my question is, I know Vanessa's having to make up a lot of different agendas, and the first agenda was blank, 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 and I had approximately, I don't know the exact number, you know, maybe 38, 40 appointments. Then all of a sudden there's 18. Why were all these other ones taken away?
They just haven't. We had a great number of appointments for this month, and we just didn't get to all those.
Because
so those we're hoping to address next month.
I don't want it to come to, you know, none of us would want it to come to our district where, you know, there's someone that we know. We need time to look at the agenda.
That's why we've postponed on the other districts, on the other appointments.
I mean, the board members need time to look at it,
That's
too.
Right. That's why there are many cases where the county board members have not had time to look at it. So that's why we have delayed that. So I would entertain a motion to bring in all the appointments except for 11A, 14A, and, of course, number 16 is being is not going forward. So could I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Asadorian, a second?
Second.
Mr. Parkinson? Okay, now we don't need a roll call, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Let's go then to appointment 11A. That's the Pontoon Beach Public Water District. Ernest Morris is recommended for an appointment to a five-year term replacing Kurt Edwards.
Any discussion? Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
I don't know where Ernest Morris' name came from. I think that Kristen and I both were pleased with Kurt Edwards. And I received a phone call from...
Actually, we do not have a motion. I would first entertain a motion.
So moved.
Mr. Walters?
Second.
Mr. Michael. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Asadorian.
Parkinson.
I'm sorry, Mr. Parkinson.
Please don't
forgive
me with him.
I need an apology, too.
With all due respect. I don't know where Ernest Morris's name came from. His name never was presented to me or to anybody else. I don't know who recommended him. Kurt Edwards has done a fine job. I did receive a phone call yesterday in support of Kurt Edwards. I don't know why we're making a change with this. It's similar to
I can tell you the name was recommended by Ms. Helen Hawkins.
Okay. And there's two other board members here that represent that area as well, and neither one of us would like to have a change.
Any other discussion?
So if we
vote no.
If we vote this down, then do we need to make a motion immediately afterwards for
if this is rejected,
or do we go through?
Then I would have the opportunity to recommend another person at another time. But okay. if this appointment is rejected, it's rejected.
Okay, thank you.
So we do have any more discussion? Okay, I'll call for the roll call. All in favor? Aye.
No.
No.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, in favor? Let's do a roll call. How about that?
Good idea.
Okay, let's do a roll call. The motion is for Ernest Morish. Yeah, we have a second from Mr. Michael.
Mrs. Hawkins, can you confirm for me? Will you confirm?
Or not?
Yes.
Failed. Failed 1413.
It failed. The motion failed. So there is no appointment. Let's go to 14A. If I could have a motion to approve this appointment, State Park Fire Protection District, Jimmy Wells.
So moved.
Ms. Champoli, second. Ms. Hawkins. Any discussion?
Do we have a roll call on this
roll
one?
Roll call.
Too?
May we have a roll call vote, Mr. Chairman?
On this? Yes. Yes, you may.
I need a second.
Ms. Hawkins, second. Yes. Any discussion? Ms. Champoli.
With all due respect, Ms. Glasper, and to the rest of the board, I was approached for a name in this area.
Could you please speak in the microphone?
I was approached with asked for a recommendation. Mr. Wells is an outstanding citizen in State Park. He has lived there all his life. He has worked with State Park when I was on the city council in Collinsville to make State Park a village. He has the best heart of State Park. He would have the citizens' best interest at heart. I do respect you, Gussie, but on many times and many issues in State Park, even though that is not my area, I have been called on numerous occasions when there's been flooding, things that have happened down there, they have called me. I have always contacted Gussie at that time. Whenever there's been an issue, I do want to give out that when the Canteen Creek flooded twice, I contacted Mr. Jim Turcano, who's on the Canteen Creek levee district. He went down and did some work down there. I have commended him for his work. So he is trying to work with the people. And again, I'm sorry for the miscommunication, but I was approached and I did give a name, and I think he would do an excellent job. Sometimes change is good, and I think Mr. Ellis is a very nice man. Have nothing personal against him, but sometimes change is good. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? Ms.
Yes,
Glasper?
Mr. Chairman, it is my recommendation as representative of the 23rd District that Jimmy Wells not be appointed to this position and that Mr. Bill Ellis remain on the State Park District.
Okay. Any other discussion?
The only thing I was going to say is that there is no guarantee that either of these gentlemen that are being replaced will be appointed the next time or be nominated next month, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, I'd just like to say,
could you speak into the microphone, please?
Yes, as Lisa commented, being the clerk of Namioka Township, I get the calls of State Park Place. And Mr. Wells has been wonderful. As far as the flood, I met with State Representative Beiser and Senator Hain. They came up with some solutions. And the water district there, Cahokia Creek, has already worked to alleviate that problem. And because of my experience with Mr. Wells and what a good person he was for State Park Place, and also his knowledge of the fire district is why I recommended him. It says District 16 and 23. It's the first time I have ever recommended anyone for any district, and I had good cause to for Mr. Wells. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman, any other? Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
In listening to the chief speak earlier and praising the work that this individual has been doing on that board. Anytime a firefighter says that they increased education, they increased training, they're pretty dedicated to it, because nobody likes to go through the education and training. We all know that, you know, day after day. So in speaking in favor of this individual, you know, tells me that the firefighters are behind this guy. And if this guy's obviously treated them with respect and dignity, for them to feel that way. And to change that would not be good for the morale of that department.
Thank you, Mr. Asadorian. Actually, Mr. Holliday's next.
Mr. Chairman, past practice has been that the recommendation of the county board in their district was always taken first and looked at as being the dominant recommendation. So these recommendations from other county board members, I think, is a slap on the face of a person who has that district and their word is not taken as the one that they want to be listened to.
Yes, next. Ms. Champilli?
I know I spoke before.
Right. Well, Mr. Parkinson first. He's next.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say, and with respect to that, prior to the other administration, multiple times I had made recommendations for my areas and was never granted that. So past practice might have worked for some, but it did not work for the entire board. So I just wanted to make that point.
Any other discussion? Okay, if we could have a roll call vote. And the motion is to appoint Jimmy Wells to this three-year term, replacing Bill Ellis. Roll call.
No way, Jose.
It failed, so the appointment is not made. Okay, let's move on. Thank you. Let's move on to Ms. Champilli. Would you please bring in B, items B and C from the Finance and Government Operations Committee?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Finance and Government Operations Committee have four summary for report and claims and transfers. Number two is an immediate emergency appropriation 2016 BJA Enhancement Drug Court Treatment Program. Three, an immediate emergency appropriation for 2016 Ebola Virus Disease Grant. Number four is an immediate emergency appropriation for fee host funds. I make this in a form of a motion.
Okay, if I could have a motion.
I second.
There a second? Motion. Okay, roll call. Any discussion? I'm sorry. Roll call.
It's for all discussion.
Chairman, she didn't read C1 in the master term.
I thought she was going to do that separately. We're just doing B.
Did I miss? Okay, no.
That's fine. We're good.
Okay.
Motion carried. Ms. Champilli again, C1.
Thank you. Finance and Government Operations and the Public Safety Committee and Judiciary Committee have a resolution to purchase equipment for the police patrol vehicles for Madison County Sheriff's Office. I make that in the form of a motion.
Motion to accept.
Second?
Yes,
okay. Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Jones, if you could bring in the two resolutions from the Grants Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I'd like to bring in a resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to the Mitchell Public Water District, and also a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to Wood River Township. I'd like to make a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Holliday, if you could please bring in the activities report from the health department.
Yes, Mr. Kurt and county board members, I ask that the health resolution activity report be placed on file as presented. Excuse me. Activity report be placed on file as presented. But I have something else I'd like to read.
Very good. Thank you. Please.
Think it's just a little pot. Illinois can learn from Colorado's experience with legalized marijuana. Join us to take a look at the popular campaign promises of the marijuana industry. Learn about the results and outcomes Colorado citizens are facing from teen use to international drug cartels and how the tax revenue is actually working. Who should attend? School administrators, county board members, government officials, law enforcement, healthcare professionals, substance abuse treatment and prevention professionals, parents, and concerned community members. When? It's Wednesday, May the 24th, 2017, 9:30 to 12 o'clock. Where? Is the Anderson Hospital, Maryville, Illinois. The presenter is Joe McGuire, who is an advocate for safe and drug-free workplaces and communities who serve on the Taxation, Banking, and Civil Law Work Group for the Governor's Task Force to regulate a member 64 in Colorado due to her expertise in the field of workplace drug and alcohol testing. Jill serves on the DATIA Board of Directors, co-chairing the International Marijuana Education Committee, and serves as the Senior Project Manager of TSS Incorporated. She is a national conference speaker, published author, and the President and CEO of 5 Minutes of Courage.
Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Next, Mr. Wesley. From the Personnel Committee, there are two resolutions. Actually, one resolution, number two.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman. And ladies and gentlemen, fellow board members, now therefore be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County that the salary for Todd Fulton, EMA Director, be amended to $72,500 per year retroactive to hire date. A job audit will be done within 90 days after Mr. Fulton completes his certification to determine if a salary of $85,000 is appropriate. This was unanimously accepted in committee in a bipartisan fashion. Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
Yes.
And a second?
Yes.
Okay, roll call. Any discussion? I'm sorry, any discussion? Hearing none. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
Just to be clear, that certification is going to be done by you and Mr. Hume?
No, the certification is by a third-party organization that provides training for this department.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
You should be happy we don't certify the emergency management.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Maxwell.
To address Mr. Parkinson's question, I believe you're referring to the job audit, not the job certification. The certification would be an outside, but the job audit would be performed by Mr. Prenzler and Mr. Hume.
Actually, no. We'll have a third-party company provide the job audit.
We'll come back to the personnel committee at that point to
speak to that.
So I'm clear that the certification or the job audit is going to be done by a third party? I did misspeak. I said the certification, but I'm actually referring to the job audit. That's going to be done by a third outside agency, outside party? Very good.
No, nothing.
Yes, okay. We've had discussion. Any more discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
It helps.
Got to confirm the big guy.
Motion carries. Mr. Maxwell.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Estrada.
Excuse me. There were two items listed under
that. Yes, the other item is tabled. So we're not, we voted only on resolution on F2.
Just pulled it off? Okay.
Yes, it was pulled off.
Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification. Mr.
Can I make a comment in reference to that last personnel committee resolution?
We voted on personnel committee resolution concerning the EMS director, Todd Fulton, only. That's the only resolution we voted on.
Yeah, can I make a comment?
You'd like to make a comment?
Yeah, I'd like to commend the personnel committee for the bipartisan work that they did in that to get this resolved. I think Mr. Fulton is a good candidate for this job. I always have. I was just concerned about the taxpayers' money and the exorbitant salaries that we were looking at. So I want to commend that committee for the job of getting this resolved.
Thank you. Mr. Maxwell, if you could please bring in the resolutions from the Planning and Development Committee.
Do you want G and H both,
yes,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, both, please.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I have six resolutions for your review. Resolution Z170005, petition of CJD Real Estate Incorporated, requesting a special use permit in order to continue placement of double-wide mobile home on site for the sole occupancy of Kenna and LaBelle Sumter for a period not to exceed 5 years. I have Resolution Z170008, petition of Lee and Susan Baruxin, requesting a special use permit in order to place a single-wide mobile home on site for the sole occupancy of Lee and Susan Baruxin for a period not to exceed 5 years. I have a resolution Z170013, petition of Rick Beth and Bryce Keel, requesting a variance in order to construct a new residence 35 feet from the north and south property line instead of the required 50 feet. Z170012, petition of Gina Polozola, requesting a special use permit in order to continue placement of a single wide manufactured home on site for the occupancy of Gina Palazzola for a period not to exceed 5 years. Resolution Z170011, petition of Nick and Chandra Gould, requesting a variance in order to construct a detached garage with 30 feet from the north property line instead of the required 50 feet. Resolution Z170010, petition of David and Shauna Lindley, requesting a special use permit in order to raise 5 chickens and 1 goat on property zoned R2 single family residential. I also have a resolution authorizing the allocation of sustainability grants fiscal year 2017. It was approved by all members of the committee, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
just a quick question. You know, in the past we had an issue arise on the mobile home where I believe the owner of the home went into a nursing home and an attorney who was overseeing the property attempted to rent that. And we were talking, and this was unfortunately during the later stages of the election, we had spoken about that on the floor concerning some change of language, if I remember right. Do we know, was any language changed to solidify the fact that once somebody leaves their mobile home, which has a special use permit, that it definitely does revert back to its original zoning?
Mr. Maxwell, would you like to speak to that?
I will briefly, Mr. Chairman. We're in the process of working on some different language to put forward to the board at some point. But if, to answer your question in regards to a rental property, it would go back to the owner if there is somebody beyond that person or a renter that is occupying that domicile. Does that answer your question, Mr. Astorian?
Yeah, I think the issue was that the individual who applied for the special use permit was no longer residing in that mobile home, and they wanted to rent it, and the issue was that they could not rent it because the special use permit is assigned to the individual as long as they are residing in that mobile home.
Yes, and when the individual moves, a new special use permit would have to be filed for. In that specific instance.
Mr. Chairman, there's a motion that's been seconded on the floor. I don't see how.
Well, just we could just real briefly, the question was asked, and that this is not being determined tonight, this issue. This was just a question from Mr. Asadori.
Can I call a question?
Well,
Mr.
Now,
Chairman?
You know, we're voting on granting these special use permits with, you know, questions about whether or not we're going to have trouble down the road on this. That's the only reason I'm asking this. You know, we had issues before with this one particular use, and
in that situation, Mr. Asadorian, there were numerous objections to the continued use of that location, of that domicile and property. On the ones that are in front of you tonight, there were no objections from the other property owners in the vicinity.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no more discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
One more question for Mr. Maxwell, if I could. On the resolution Z17-0010, the chickens and the goat issue.
Yes, sir.
I noticed that's R2 zoned. Were there neighbors that were nearby and considered? And was there any opposition from those neighbors?
The opposition was to the goat itself. And that's the reason, if you look at this resolution, the chickens have been approved, but the goat has been denied.
All right, thank you.
The actual resolution.
That answer your question, Mr. Moore?
The resolution had to be modified from the original. That's why you have what you have in front of today, in order to deny the goat.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good questions. Hearing no more discussion, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, Chairman of the Public Safety Committee, if you could please submit the license report and bring in the resolution.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. The Public Safety Committee would like to submit its license report covering amusement license, and I ask that it be placed on file.
Second.
And we also have a resolution setting a goal to save healthy and adoptable dogs and cats in the possession of the Madison County Animal Control, and I move for its adoption.
I'll second both.
Since there's no money involved, we just do a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Very good. Ms. Glasper, if you could bring in the next resolution from the Public Safety Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Public Safety Committee, along with the Government Operations Committee, has one resolution, and it's a resolution to purchase Cold Red Weather Warning Service and Cold Red Services Agreement Extension for the Madison County Emergency Management Agency, and I move for its adoption.
Okay. Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, could you please bring in the resolution from the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move the property tax resolution unanimously approved by the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee on Tuesday, 11 April, be approved by the Madison County Board.
Second.
We have a first and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McCray, Chairman of the Transportation Committee, could you please bring in the resolutions under L and M?
I believe L is the Sewer Committee.
Mr. Chairman, Helen is the chairman of the Sewer Facilities Committee.
I'm sorry. I'm out of order.
It's just a resolution creating a fee and licensing policy in Madison County government is that one.
Okay. Ms. Hawkins, is this?
Yes.
Okay. The Sewers Committee, if you could please bring that in. I'm sorry.
Yes. I make
I've
a motion.
I've got the wrong list.
That the resolution creating a fee and licensing policy.
I can't hear.
County government.
Helen, is your mic on?
Okay.
Could you repeat the motion, please?
Yes. I make a motion that the Sewer Facilities Committee, a resolution creating a fee and licensing policy in Madison County government.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Jeez.
I have to keep pushing and pushing.
Motion carries. Mr. McRae, if you could please bring in the resolutions under M and N.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Madison, and ladies and gentlemen of the board. We have, number one, a supplemental preliminary engineering agreement for Siler Road in Madison County, a resolution to record environmental covenant parcel number former Nike SL10 launch area in Madison County. We have a resolution for property jurisdictional transfer for Governor's Parkway in Madison County. We have a resolution to purchase yellow and white traffic marking paint for the Madison County Highway Department. We have a report of bids for the 2017 motor fuel tax county bituminous materials in Madison County. We have reported bids for the 2017 road district bituminous materials bids. We have right-of-way acquisition for Siler Road, and we have a resolution for improvement of the transportation under Madison County Highway Code. In addition to that, under item N, we have a resolution to purchase one 2013 180G excavator for the Madison County Highway Department. And these have been reviewed and voted on unanimously by the Transportation Committee, and I would move their approval.
Second.
I have a question.
Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
On the resolution for property jurisdictional transfer, this is Governor's Parkway. I'm reading this to say that Madison County put the road in, which we all know. The Illinois Department of Transportation intends to transfer ownership of the department's property rights at issue to Madison County. And what does that entail? Because
Mark Gavilla,
this is all within Edwardsville and Glen Carbon, if I'm
County
correct.
Engineer Gavillo is here. Mark, if you would like to address that.
Yeah, right now, we are currently maintaining Governor's Parkway as a county highway. The road was built on IDOT's right-of-way. They were going to build the road back to get to 55 in SIU. They didn't do that, so we exercised the right to build the road. The state told us they would transfer that right-of-way to us. So that is just a property transfer. Since we built the county highway, it is our county highway system at this point.
Okay.
If we choose to transfer to someone else at a later date, it would be a separate issue. In order for us to transfer it, if we did choose to, we would need jurisdiction of the right-of-way probably to start with.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is just to get the property in our
hands. That explains it much better. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carried. Okay, if we could now go back to the where we were with approving the minutes from the March 15th meeting. Just to review, we had a motion and a second to approve the minutes, and then we had a motion to amend the minutes. And those motions to amend have been rescinded. Is that correct?
Yeah, upon further discussion.
Okay. So if we could, if there is no more discussion, if we could.
I have more discussion.
Oh, you do?
I'm still not clear as to how a pay raise of $20,000 was attached to this appointment.
It's not 20, it's less than 8.
Okay. Any amount of money was attached to this without discussion of this board. The vote that we took was merely in title, and this resolution that's attached to it today was not presented at the meeting. There was no pay attached to it. There was no pay voted on. It was merely to give her the title in the present job that she was already doing at the rate that she was being paid. So I'll make a motion to table the vote on the minutes until they are subsequently corrected to show that she was not given a pay increase.
We have a motion to table, or do you really mean to postpone until the next meeting?
Either way.
Okay. Table until the next meeting. There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Asadorian.
Yeah, and a question.
Yeah, okay. So we have a motion to table until next month. Mr. Asadorian seconded the motion.
If I get a clarification, Was she appointed to a new position or?
No, an existing position.
An existing position. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think the issue is, I mean, the minutes, if you read the minutes, you would think we discussed her salary in the meeting, correct? Is
yes.
that what you're saying? So I think we could just amend the minutes to Deb. I'm not sure how they read right now, but I think we could just make a simple amendment, striking that sentence or two, and we could perfect the minutes tonight.
But my question to that would be.
Yeah. I have the floor, sir. I'm just saying.
We do have a motion on the floor, of course.
Okay.
But I mean if. We do have we had a motion to approve the minutes in a second, and then we had a motion to table in a second. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
Well, if I could ask the question to Mr. McCray, would by doing that, would we be then authorizing the $8,000 pay increase?
Okay. Let me, Mr. McCray, I want to let you finish your thoughts, but we do have a motion on the floor, that a motion to table. That I think we need to vote on, but
this is to table it. But he said also he wants to amend her pay, which
no, that's not what
that's
this
what
is.
I
it's
heard.
It's a simple motion to table it.
It's a motion to table so that we can explore whether what we did is correct or not regarding the pay.
I think it's a simple motion to table and look at it until next month.
I'd be careful. That's not the way I'm hearing it. I'm hearing he wants to adjust her pay.
Let's be clear on the motion.
We voted her into the position.
Madam Clerk, what is the motion as you understand it?
The motion is to table the minutes.
Until the next meeting.
And I have to assume until the next time this board meets.
Yes, my.
Will this be sent to the Personnel Committee, Mr. Chairman?
I'm not sure.
To have that discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
May I humbly suggest to my colleague that if he's wanting to postpone it until the next meeting, that might be a better motion, because then it'll come up for sure. We won't have to vote.
I think actually he clarified that, Mr. Chapman. I think Mr. Parkinson intends that.
I want to postpone it to the next meeting so that it could possibly go back to the committee for clarification on whether that vote entailed a monetary increase that was never a part of that vote.
I don't think we can do that. We put her in a position that has a specified amount. We voted for it. I'm sorry if you did not understand that's what you're voting for, but as a county board member, we should know these things.
It wasn't on the agenda.
Having been on this
raise.
Committee, I have the floor, I believe. Yeah. I wish you would stop. Could you tell him to stop interrupting people? I mean, but we've done this for a long time. If you haven't been on here, I'm sorry. You can ask the questions, but it is always noted that when somebody's getting a position, they're getting the salary of that person that had that, maybe not before them, but the person where it is listed, the position is listed, and it is given an amount. That's what we voted on, so therefore, we did vote to give her a raise. You may not have understood that, and I'm sorry, but you know, we should know what we're voting on. So
the issue involved is approving the minutes, Mr. Parkinson. So this will not be a reanalysis of salary. This will be a reanalysis of the minutes.
Yes.
For the next meeting.
That's
just to clarify.
That's the motion I seconded, is to
table
the minutes until the next meeting.
Do we have any more discussion? Okay, we do have a motion and we do have a second to table the approval of the minutes until the next meeting. So if I could ask for, I think we should do a roll call on that. This is the motion to table the approval of the minutes until the next meeting.
Are they going to change? Are they going to change between now and next month?
This is only a motion to table the approval of the minutes until the next meeting.
Correction and amendment to the minutes will be the striking the resolution as read. It will be the appointment as read is the amendments that I will make to the minutes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe there will be a motion to amend.
Yes, there will be a change.
Okay, so have we voted? The motion to table the approval of the minutes has passed.
I would like to make another motion that we send the pay attached to that back to the committee for further discussion.
We can't do that. That's not on the agenda. So
under new business, Mr. Chairman, it's under new business.
We can't do that. It's not. It. We could refer.
It's, her pay is on the agenda.
No, her pay is not on the agenda. The approval of the minutes was on the agenda.
It's in the resolution.
The minutes, the approval of the minutes was on the agenda, not any other, not her resolution. So we could if someone would like to, I think there's another way to put that on. We cannot discuss that at this point because that's not on the agenda. But we do have some new business, and I'm open to new business. Ms. Hawkins, would you like to bring in any new business?
Oh, yes. I'd like to recognize two Madison County officials, one being our county coroner, Stephen Nunn, keeping his costs down. I read all of these when they come to me. The other person would be our treasurer, Chris Schlesher, for the good job that he is doing. And I just say, good work, guys. As a taxpayer, I appreciate the good things that you do. Thank you.
Okay. Any additional discussion?
I do.
Yes, Ms. Asadorian? I'm sorry, Ms. Novosich.
That's
Ms. Novosich, please.
It's actually Novosich Caberna.
Yeah, she just recently got married.
I was just curious what these were. These were left on our places, and can anyone explain this
That's
so we know what
I
this
asked.
Is, please? Thank you.
Mr. Hume, would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, those hats were left here by our partners in the animal rights community that have been working with us to make Madison County move toward a no-kill county. And so those were provided by those organizations that are partnering with us, and that some of them are located up here. They helped us to actually have a event outside the administration building to chip animals for free and to have some dogs available for adoption. And it was nice to see that.
Yes, very good.
Thank
Any
you
other
very
new
much.
Business?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I would like to
Yes, Mr. Futrell.
I'd like to recognize the Child Advocacy Center for the work that they did in the Highland case. The testimony given by the director, her name escapes me now.
Carrie Cohen.
Yes, thank you. Was amazing. And their group seemed to do an excellent job. So I just want to personally say thank you. I sat on that committee, and I know that the other committee members were just very happy with the work and the report that she gave.
Thank you, Mr. Futrell. Any other comments or new business? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Mr. Holliday?
Second.
Second. Mr. Walters? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you.